views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about change. I'm not talking about the kind you put in your pocket. Well, that would be nice too, but I'm talking about things that change in our lives and how we deal with them. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, we all have our unique things we don't like when change happens. It can be little things or really big things. I don't know, like losing your house in a natural disaster, or the death of someone close to you. So is there an answer to cope with these changes?
Yes. Here's the key. The place that you maintain your balance when change happens, which is inevitable. We all know that change is inevitable. Again, whether it's the big things and you lose your house in a natural disaster, or you get flooded out, or there's something that's life-threatening, you lose someone who's really close to you. Those are all devastating changes. But even the little things that, you know, someone put your keys someplace else and you were late for work, those things are the ones that drive us nuts. And all change is difficult. But here's the key. It's your essence that's the foundation. And if you have that connection to essence, all this change can go out on, can happen around you, outside of you.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know if you're acting from your essence? How do you know if it's your essence that's, how do you know that, Jason?
There's no formula. And there's some signs that you know that you are connected, like a deep-seated confidence about who you are, where you're going, and what you want. But we see a lot of people fake that. they act like they know where they're going and they know what they want until they change their mind, which just says that they didn't know where they're going and what they want. The reason we're doing this work,
which by the way is okay too, I want to say that
the reason we're doing this work and the reason we came up with the ecosystem approach, because we could see as intuitives, and I'm not sure there's any other way of knowing this, that the whole world's disconnected from their essence. OMG, it is a big deal. And we started the ecosystem approach to help people get back to the way they were designed, the way they're supposed to be, the way they're created by the creator.
Okay. So am I hearing you say that you know, since the whole world is disconnected, which, by the way, if you just take a look out there, you will see it in some form or another. If you're disconnected from your essence and who you are, then you're just being part of the problem and not part of the solution.
Yeah, and that's a cliche. I get that. Here's how I know personally for me. It's because when I look in the rearview mirror, I see, oh my gosh. You know, I'm so much different now. I'm so much more connected to my essence than I was before. But I didn't know when I wasn't connected, but I knew in retrospect, in hindsight, looking in the rearview mirror, because I've seen where I've come And that's the beauty of the ecosystem approach.
Well,
because for the listeners out there, I think, you know, if you're listening right now, I guarantee you, you're disconnected. And our language makes this very black and white. Either are you connected or you're disconnected? Well, you're never totally connected and you're never totally disconnected. You know, it's that amount in the middle. And it's not easy, or even even as an intuitive, I'm not sure I could quantify it. It's very multidimensional, and it's not a linear thing at all. But with that said, it doesn't really matter.
Well, we want to make it practical.
We want to make it practical. It doesn't really matter how much you're disconnected. What's really important is that by doing the ecosystem approach, by using energy in your life, by using removing the negative energy in your life as opposed to trying to use strategies and techniques, you're going to have a better life. Now, we created the ecosystem approach. Here's the biggie. This is what you were getting to, Patricia.
Okay.
Is that we made the ecosystem approach so it's practical. That, you know, there's a lot of people, we see this all the time in the movies, you know. So some people will be doing some sort of new agey thing, and they make them look ridiculous, you know. Oh my gosh, there's all this trauma going around and someone has to go, oh, I have to go center myself. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with centering yourself, but what
in the
happened,
middle of the trauma, I'm sorry, you know, there are the
when the house
you
is on fire,
doing.
You don't sit in the front yard and get in the lotus position. We created the ecosystem approach so that it's practical.
Right.
That it's for everyday people. It's for people that pay the rent and have a mortgage. Maybe you work in a cubicle. Maybe you you're struggling in somehow.
Well, let's just take it back to if the house is on fire. The practical part of the ecosystem approach is while you're on your way collecting the kids and the dogs and everything going out the door, you're clearing fear and terror.
Yes, and if you can't do it when you get them out the door, then you clear fear and terror.
Exactly.
But you can still you're still available to do the things you need to do.
Exactly.
And everything that we've done to create the ecosystem approach is to make it practical, to make it easy for everyday people, to make it so that you can use clearing in your everyday life. And again, the reason we're talking about essence is because when change happens, it reflects the problems that you have relative to the connection to your essence.
Exactly.
And that's what's so, so critical. You know, people struggle with change, and we see it as a result of the programming that has disconnected people from essence more and more and more every day.
Well, I want to give you an example. It's a movie example, but there's the movie, and the guy who's suave and debonair and all those things, you know, he's the boss, and, you know, and some sort of trauma happens, and the boss goes to pieces. Well, that's really a really good demonstration of how the boss, and I'm not talking about your boss, but I'm saying how the boss, the character of the boss, is disconnected from his essence.
Yes. It's really our rock. If there's anything that was our rock, it's that, because that says, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. I'm here. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what my role is, and I'm doing it. And today, we're not taught that at all. We're taught to, here's the standard that's outside of ourselves that we're supposed to adhere to. We're supposed to ascribe, try and, as our objectives, go to these other standards that aren't created by us from our internal essence. They're created by other people.
Correct.
And I'm not trying to create a group of strange people, but when you connect it to your essence, you work better in the world the way it is today, not worse. You're more connected to yourself, and therefore you're able to do what you need to do in the world to get what you want in a way that is stronger. People think, oh, that sounds too weird to me. I'm gonna keep doing the programming thing because that's what I'm used to. Well, the more programming you do on yourself, the harder it is to do programming on yourself. It's sort of a contradiction. But
truly,
all this, again, relates back to change, because change creates anxiety when this the center part is not there.
Okay. So, Jason, help me understand, help the audience understand that this connection to our essence is what we're looking for. But without it, without that connection, what do we do?
You start using an energy practice that we're teaching you with the ecosystem approach by clearing negative energy. Mm-hmm. And as we clear negative energy, the more we'll see, the more perception we'll have, the more knowing that we'll have about who we are, where we're going. And it doesn't matter what the topic is. That's why we've been doing this radio show. We've got almost 30 shows under our belt. It doesn't matter what topic we start with. If you start with any of those topics, and then do the clearings.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, we have the newsletter that has clearings in it every single week. And if you do these clearings every single week, the newsletter's free, you'll start to uncover your essence more and more. You don't have to have a grand plan. You don't have to do anything more sophisticated. You just have to pull it up on your iPhone or your Android and do the clearings to yourself while you're on the bus, when you're doing something that you can't do anything else. It's perfect.
Right.
And oh, by the way, if you go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. So, okay. Ready for the key points?
Okay, Jason. Hey, Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
Change creates anxiety because of a lack of connection to essence.
Okay.
This lack of connection affects everyone, and the ecosystem approach is the answer.
Yay!
The ecosystem approach is about changing energy as opposed to actions and techniques.
Okay.
And the best way to deal with change is to clear the anxiety and frustration when it happens.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about day-to-day irritations that come from change. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, right now, we're talking about day-to-day irritations that come from change. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. You know, I'm a pretty flexible person about things, well, except when I'm not. So, Jason, is there any hope for me?
Yeah, care for the labels. You know, I'm flexible except when I'm not. That's, you know, that's the truth about all sorts of things. But here's the truth of it. If you start living your life looking at the energy of a situation rather than trying to game life or use strategies and techniques to help yourself, you're going to be better off, and especially around things that change in your life. So if something changes, it creates anxiety, frustration, it makes you mad. The best thing you do is clear those feelings as opposed to try and figure out how to get around that feeling or suppress it or forget about it or push it aside and act like it doesn't exist.
That's the gaming part.
That's the gaming part.
All right.
You know, strategies, techniques, trying to do it one way or the other, ignoring it, seducing it, coming up with some sort of razzle-dazzle way to get yourself out of a situation. The best thing you can do is clear the energy of it. You know, everyone is a little OCD, and we all have compulsions. And those are the things that keep us from dealing well with change.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Can you explain what OCD and compulsions? Can you explain that?
OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder. And frankly, I don't pretend to be trained in the precise definitions of those characteristics. But OCD basically is when you have to do certain things like lock the door three times, don't step on the cracks, you know.
In a sidewalk.
On a sidewalk. Have to be in a certain place in a restaurant, having to have your silverware in a certain way, you know, having to have certain things line up. I remember when I was in college, we had these glass doors to cabinets, and I used to have all my soup cans lined up so you could see the label of what the soup cans were. And I had this girlfriend who used to love to come in there and turn them all around. was my OCD. And that was her solution.
I guarantee you, he doesn't have the same OCDs these days.
But, you know, compulsions are behaviors that you have to do.
Because of?
Without choice. You have to do them.
Okay.
And you don't know why you have to do them, but you just have to do them.
But the truth is they are about energy.
Yes. And if you understand that OCD, any of the alphabet conditions, ADD, ADHD, they're all energies. Mm-hmm. So even though I don't have a precise definition, I know that there's an energy and I can clear those energies that are connected to your essence. And ironically, the same thing you do for everything else that we talk about. If you clear those things and get closer to your essence, you're going to, some of these things are going to start to resolve themselves.
You know, I'm going to jump in and say, you know, a lot of people ask us, well, you know, how do you know about the energies? And the truth is, I can see and feel the energies. And
we perceive them.
We perceive them, yes. And the energies of OCD and ADHD and those types of things, they, if I was to claim a sound to them, the sound would be, but it's continuous.
It's like white noise.
It is like, but it's, but you can
really
hear
obnoxious.
It.
Yes.
Yes. And the reason that I'm saying this is that these energies are in a form of a different caliber than other energies, but they're so subtle. People do not think that frenzy, anxiety, ADHD, that they would be energies. But the truth is, they are.
And the good news about all that is that what we're teaching you how to do with the ecosystem approach is how to remove those negative energies.
Right.
You know, obsessions and compulsions are behaviors that you do without choice.
Right.
And, you know, there's... These behaviors that you do without choice really can screw up your life. You know, alcoholics, Gamblers Anonymous, people that speed, people, you know, those are typical compulsions that can be really dangerous.
Yes.
There's a lot of ones that aren't so dangerous, like lining up your soup cans in your cupboard.
Of course, he chooses the non-dangerous ones. Yeah.
But the truth is that they're all there. And what we want to do is you become more connected to your essence. You become more intentional about what you do and what you don't do.
Mm.
And remember, compulsion is the behavior that makes change really difficult.
Well, you know what? This whole thing brings up the subject or it brings to mind for me. You know, I see a lot of people, including myself, by the way, that I do things because I fear being out of control or not being able to control a situation or a feeling.
And I would say that is, we see controlling behaviors all the time, and they cause havoc in people's lives with relationships, close relationships,
right.
You know, at work.
Right.
And they're an energy. They can be changed.
I was going to say, but connect that to change, Jason.
Because when you have those need to control,
right,
you struggle to change.
And by the way, today we're going to clear some things that keep us stuck in resistance about change. So, you know, Jason, the bad behaviors, or wait a minute, I shouldn't say it that way. The changes that we struggle with, like at work and our social life and, you know, those...
Traffic, weather.
Yeah.
Unexpected expenses.
Exactly.
Yes.
Those things, for instance, you're in the car, it starts raining and there's an accident ahead of you. I mean, the first thing that happens to most people that I know, there's a form of anxiety that happens. I'm supposed to be home. I'm supposed to pick up the kids. I have to go shopping. I mean, there's all of these things. If you clear the anxiety, believe it or not, the anxiety will get in your way more than the accident will.
And the truth is, if you've ever tried this, it's not necessarily a quick fix. Some anxieties, negative energies are really deep-seated.
Right.
And it's not like taking a pill and you get rid of it. Although the truth is, taking a pill really doesn't get rid of what you're trying to get rid of. It just
covers it up.
Covers it up for a few minutes, and then you're back at
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So,
you know, one of the things that, you know, I want to tell everybody about is our newsletter. And I'm really talking about this a lot because we've made it so easy for people just to start doing the ecosystem approach.
I have an idea. How about those of you who have not signed up for our newsletter, make a choice to change right now. Go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and go to the radio tab and sign up. We only ask for your name.
It's a newsletter tab.
Newsletter tab. Yeah. Excuse me, I said radio. Well, do that too.
If you scroll down, it's at the bottom.
Thank you.
All we ask for is your name and email address, and every week we send you information about the topic of the day, like in this time, in this case, it would be change.
Right.
But we also give you clearing statements that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them on your smartphone and then take them with you and then do them, you know, at different times of the day. Do them as much as you can. They
as
won't hurt you.
As much as you want, yes.
Yep,
exactly.
They won't hurt you. It's non-fattening. And you start to see things that you wouldn't see before. You start to perceive things. And some of these obsessions don't become such a big deal like they were.
Okay.
You know, if you have something horrific, like, you know, there's so many natural disasters, but I can't imagine being flooded out of your home. One day you're in your home and the next day you have no place to live. That change is awful. You know, here in California, people have been literally burned out of their homes.
Yes.
And had to run for their lives because it was the fire was moving so quickly.
Right.
I can't imagine that. But, you know, that kind of difficulty is an energy. And it doesn't make it any worse or better. But if you understand it's an energy, then you can clear so you can become more functional to take care of what you need to take care of.
During a disaster or in everyday life.
But the small changes, mm-hmm. you know, I've seen more people over the small changes, like work schedule changes. You know, all of a sudden you have to work late today and you didn't expect it. Or weather changes that affect your plans. Unexpected expenses. Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. Know. Here's one of the biggest ones that happens twice a year. How about daylight savings time?
We know that it affects us. It frustrates us.
Right.
You know, when you fall back, it's nice to get the extra sleep. But when you're springing forward, you're saying, "Oh my gosh, I want that extra. I want that extra hour."
But I love the light. You know, in the evening. You know, it. In all honesty, it takes me a week to recover from both sides of that change.
Here's one of the big things that people get caught in is knowing the difference. People say, well, I know, you know, all of a sudden I'm in traffic. I didn't expect it. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. What am I going to do? I hear that all the time. You know, what am I going to do? So it happened. What am I going to do? Well, that's what you think. It's not how you're feeling. If you could perceive how you're feeling, you might be saying, oh my, you know, OMG, what, you know, I you know, the anxiety, the strength, you know, all those other things that are happening. Knowing the difference between thinking and feeling is a big deal, and you get that by clearing.
All right, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best thing you can do in life is change the energy versus gaming your life.
Okay.
Change is inevitable, but you can make yourself more secure on the inside.
Mm.
Clear your reaction to things that change so you can feel better.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a victim to your response to change. Clearing is the answer.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how changes to your personal rules can really affect you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
MaxSleep.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about how our personal rules and habits get changed by other people and situations. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what do you mean other people's personal rules and habits, ours get changed by, anyway, explain, Jason, what are you talking about?
I used to say that people come from different supposed to schools. Mm-hmm. We all have these beliefs and habits connected to the way we're raised or what we're supposed to do. When someone or a situation changes your supposed to training, then it always creates drama, anxiety, and stress.
Or pure laughter, one
yes.
of the two. All of those, yes. Okay, so can you give us some examples, Jason?
Here's the big one. This is probably in the top of most people's life, but it's toilet seat wars. I've met people who believe that putting the toilet seat down is in the Constitution, that a man should put the toilet seat down after, he uses the bathroom and not leave the toilet seat up. And I think there's, when it comes to supposed to training, they're very subjective. There's no right or wrong. But oh my gosh, when your rules that in terms of what's supposed to happen is changed, then there's all sorts of anxiety and frustration, anger, resentment that is created.
Well, okay, so...
unfortunately, we don't have that problem.
You know what? We've never had that problem, in case you were wondering. Anybody who was out there wondering, we've never had that problem.
Although we talked about it.
We did.
Yeah,
we've
talked about it.
Yeah.
And,
we're talking about the toilet seat wars,
yes.
Everybody.
In our house, the supposed to rule is last person leaves it the way they did.
Yes,
and
that's
the
just
person
the way
that comes
is.
In deals with it, whatever.
Yeah, accordingly.
Whatever. Yes.
Okay, so that now that everyone knows that part about us, obsessiveness, Jason, you and I know, is the enemy of change.
Yes.
Explain.
I mean, that is so huge. Here we're having a show about change, but really, it's...
I thought it was about toilet seats.
All of our obsessiveness and supposed to rules is really what interferes with change. We have to do it one way or another, and we argue about it, we get mad about it, we get resentful about it. They're roughly analogous to, putting the cap on the toothpaste and all the rules around that. How should the toilet paper roll be you know, rolls from the top or from the bottom, you know, there's,
yeah, I haven't thought of that one. Sure.
You know, when it's, or whether it's cans in a cupboard,
yes,
you know?
Yes. Well, you know, when we do new things in our lives, like a job, then we immediately are taken out of our quote comfort zone.
And there's new supposed to rules.
And there's new supposed to rules. Exactly.
You know, for a lot of people, when they take on a new job, there's all these unspoken rules that you learn or you don't, which is, you know, about speaking up, taking orders without question. Can you speak up and challenge the boss, or are you supposed to just do what he or she says? Mm. You know, how do you handle yourself? How do you behave in a meeting? You know, is it allowed to get angry publicly, or do you keep it to yourself?
Right.
You know, can you ask questions or challenge what's being said or not?
And by the way, the ecosystem approach can help you deal with all of those things, because it's about changing the energy. And when you start changing the energy with you first, then life that happens, you know, that changes outside all the time, it's a whole lot easier to deal with.
For example, if you're always asking questions or challenging someone when they give you a directive or an order or a request, you know, and it's not accepted, that need to ask the questions, you can clear.
Yeah.
You know, or you can clear so you can you can quit that job and get a better one. Or
wait a minute, there's a few alternatives here. But the other thing is collect in your thoughts all of the questions and put them into one or two questions.
And which is something you can do with clearing.
Yes.
And or have a heart to heart with your boss and clear any resistance, because I'm sure you're dealing with their supposed to rules too.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that one. Sure.
The problem is that when there's a supposed to, and you're with someone else, whether it's at work, at home, with friends, you know, things like anger, righteousness, blame, frustration are all energies that come up from the other person or from you that can be cleared.
Like
it makes it so much easier to deal with. Those supposed to rules, you know, they're such, they get so many people in so much trouble. And we've had so many couples,
yes,
come to us and complain about, you know, they come to us with the presumption that we can tell
who's right.
We can tell who's right, or we have some sort of magic formula to force the other person
to do what the first person
they're supposed
wants.
To rule. That's
right.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, and it doesn't work like that. You know, and we get a lot of a look that says, oh my gosh, I wanted a better answer than that.
not only that, but the expectation that we're going to say to someone, you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong. That isn't what the ecosystem approach is about. The ecosystem approach is removing the negative energy so you yourself can see and make decisions for yourself.
Exactly. Here's the bottom line.
Okay.
The reason we dealt with the toilet seat from the very beginning, because we just talked about it.
We did.
And that was because there was no supposed to energy. There was no obsession, any of that.
Right.
And it worked.
Okay.
So key points.
Oh, wait a minute. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Supposed to training is subjective and there's no right way.
Yeah.
Supposed to training is best worked out by clearing the negative energy.
And by the way, clearing the negative energy between two people is amazing.
Yes. And obsessiveness is the enemy of change,
mm-hmm.
but obsessiveness can be cleared. And the more flexible, flexible when rules, anxiety, obsessiveness is changed with clearing.
I love it. All right. So, Jason, let's take a moment and talk about how to do the energy work.
We're going to show you how to do clearing. We've been talking about it for the last three segments, so we're going to show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that you can't do it wrong. You can't hurt yourself doing this. If you don't think it applies to you, you can still clear it and it won't hurt you. And we always ask you to set your intention to help all the people that are clearing with you right now so that they can be helped too. So we do this as a group, even though we don't know who everybody else is.
Okay.
So what you do is you sit down. You can sit down, stand up, doesn't really matter, but you use your imagination. And when we take the stated emotion or situation by saying "and to eliminate," then we just gather up all that stuff and throw it into a trash can. Like, you know, you can throw it into an actual trash can. You can put a trash can in your imagination and then exhale mm-hmm. a gentle breath. You know, it doesn't have to be a big breath, just a gentle one. And we take care of the trash can. It's in your imagination. We'll empty it. And then we go on to the next thing or emotion.
Okay. So then we activate life force. And, you know, this is really amazing because, first off, it's the most powerful energy that we have access to. And so many of us don't use it or think we're using it, but we're not. And what you're going to do is you're going to activate life force, basically the same way that we remove negative energy. And then you're going to activate life force and you're going to pull it in right through the top of your head. Let it go down your arms and your torso and go all the way to your toes. And then when you get a little bit better at it, turn it around and have it push negative energy out when you exhale your breath. So
you could also draw it into your heart.
You can. That's true.
You know, either one. And a lot of people like it going through their heart. Yes, or both.
Yes. Okay.
It's not only limited by your imagination.
All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you deal with change in your life in a better way. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And right now, we're going to help you with changing the energy in your life regarding changes for big and small changes. Jason, let's get started.
Okay. So like she said, it doesn't matter whether these changes are big, like, something catastrophic, or small, where it's just an irritating thing that bugs you. But it'll work for all of it. So here we go. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the anxiety, stress, and fear I have around any type of change. Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my frustration and anger and overwhelm I have when things change. Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that when things change, it's not my problem, it's the other person's problem. Take a breath.
Here's one that's really important, and especially to many of my clients out there. And to eliminate the false belief that says, when change happens in my life, I'm the one who will always pay the price. I release and let go that false belief right now. Take a breath.
And along with that, and to eliminate the false belief that when someone changes something on me, they're doing it to me. Mm-hmm. That it's by taking that change personally, when it's not necessarily the case at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so that I can see that my essence connects me to my personal foundation. Take a breath. Here's a big one. We all do this. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see clearing is the way to live as opposed to gaming my life. Take a breath, everyone. And I recommend take a look around your life today, this next week. See how many ways you game your life.
Using strategies and techniques as opposed to just changing the energy of
Absolutely.
The situation. And to eliminate the barrier so I can use clearing as my go-to as opposed to gaming or strategies and techniques, workarounds, seductions, tricks for me. Take a breath.
I have to say this. You know, one of the biggest gaming things I see people do is they'll set their clock ahead 5 minutes. And believe it or not, if you just clear the resistance to getting out the door on time, or getting up on time, you wouldn't need to set your clock 5 minutes ahead. Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate the barrier so I can clear my supposed to rules and act from choice and essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my flexibility by clearing obsessions, rules, and anxiety around those things. Take a breath. We activate life force?
Okay, I can do that. Go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can have more flexibility in my life by connecting with what? My essence. Take a breath. Pull that right in through the top of your head, into your heart, all the way down to your toes. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to set my intention to uncover and restore my essence.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself and act with intention and consciousness as opposed to obsession.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can relax and be more accepting of other people's rules and obsessiveness and know what to clear for myself in the moment. Take a breath. And I have one last one, if that's okay. And to activate life force energy so I can love myself, be happy with myself, have peace and harmony, and understand that within myself, now and in the future. Activate life force, pull in that life force energy right now. Take a breath. And blow out any negative energy that is still there. Blow it out. Good. Okay, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is really timely. We're going to talk about holiday weight gain.
Wait a minute. Everybody, break out your fat pants. That's the thing to do, right?
Well, most people said, okay, yeah, it's inevitable. I'm just going to gain weight. Some people get crazy and say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to not gain weight. You know, most people think about it in terms of what you eat, in terms of the sweets. And I realize that those are part of it, but we have a much different perspective. We're going to deal with the energy mm-hmm. of holiday weight gain. And there's so much more there to deal with. And it's so much more effective than trying to limit yourself, use self-discipline, around the holidays. So we're going to give you some really practical tips and some clearings that are going to help you. So be sure and tune in.
You know what, Jason, I'd really like to, I'd like to request that we clear the rules that say that 7 pounds weight gain during the holidays is inevitable.
Just think about it. If we clear the energy of that rule, what could the possibilities be?
Wow. You know, clear any obstructions that are keeping us from changing our perspective on how we see so many things, food and celebrations and, you know, family stuff. It can be pretty overwhelming. That is for sure.
Yes.
And by the way, I'd like everyone who's listening to know you are not alone in this one. There are so many things that go on, and there's these underlying subtleties about why we gain weight when we connect with the holidays.
You know, we'll give you a big hint. A lot of the problem with weight gain in the holidays is family issues, and we have solutions for that. So
we do.
So
we do.
Be sure and tune in.
Okay. All right. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to feel better, make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for our newsletter.
Right.
That's our tool to give you that's free so that you can do clearings on a regular basis when you're doing something that you can't do anything else with. This is a great thing to do. So go to our website, www.livinglighter, and go to the newsletter tab. And all we ask for is your name and email address. It's free, and you'll love it.
Well, wait a minute. Let's do the whole email address, Jason, www.livinglighter.org. And go ahead and sign up for that newsletter.
Yes.
Everyone, if you want to do something really good for yourself today, start right now. Make that change.
And if you have, you know, today's program, today's topic was one of our listener requests.
Yes.
So we love to have listener requests. We mm-hmm. love to have, you know, comments. Please feel free to write us at Jason and Patricia. That's all one word, Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. And just send us a note. We'd be happy to hear your comments.
Okay. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. Jason really likes those. He goes, oh, look. We're at livinglighter.org.
I've been clearing my insecurities around being liked or not liked on Facebook. But until I make more progress to that, you know, be nice to me and just go to livinglighter.org.
There's
on
no neediness there, is there, in everyone? Okay.
And like us, and we really appreciate that.
And so, not to mention, we also give you a preview on Facebook of what our show is going to be like for next week. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.